time to sleep now. Maybe time for just one story, Sleeping Beauty? No, I think it's time I told you about the doctor. I mean, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be here at all. You and me, no. Wouldn't be here at all. It started just after my father's first funeral. We'd all gone back to my mother's house. Dog-eared sandwiches, flaky sausage rolls, and memories of good old Frank Williams. Ooh, you remember my mother, don't you?
Dr. Singh. But it weren't the same one who I saw about my eyes. No, this but a different one.
Oh, she did like to talk, my mother. Whether it were about the NHS, or bin charges, or school dinners.
Well, I'm sorry, but I used to love pink custard and I just don't see what it's got to do with Jamie Oliver.
And so that's where we were. Me, Aunt Julia, Uncle Patrick, my fiancée Talia and the baby, mine and Talia's baby, sleeping in my old room.
And it's got a petrol station, which is wonderful because you can get points for your...
Talia, is it really wrong to be bored at my own dad's funeral?
Shh! Dying to hear more about the new supermarket in Harrogate.
Oh, God. It's OK, I've told her again we're not staying tonight. Last train's at 23:10.
So, Patrick, are you and Julia going to stay over? My son can't, unfortunately. He's got to take the baby and his girlfriend...
Fiancé, Mum.
His fiancé. Back to London. That's where he lives now. I told you he runs his own company, didn't I? Designing the internet. How's your Lizzie doing? Is she still waitressing?
Sorry, Mary. We'd love to stay, but we can't. Patrick's got to be up early tomorrow. Don't you, Patrick?
Oh, that is a shame. How are things on the farm? Still all organic? Oh,
will it ever end?
I don't really have a problem with doing my bit for the environment and everything, but I want my carrots to be clean.
I'll get it.
Oh, don't leave me.
Good evening. You must be Jacob. Delighted to meet you. I'm the doctor, and this is my friend...
Dr. Smythe.
Hello. Jacob Williams. You remember me then?
Yeah, of course I do. Come in.
I imagine my disappearance probably made me quite infamous.
Yeah, I think it's more how quickly you used to down a pint of Guinness, but yeah, the disappearance helped.
And, of course, my excellent lecturing abilities.
Oh, yeah, those as well. Best tutor I ever had.
I should hope so.
Who is it, dear?
It's me. I'm sorry, but why are you here?
I read about your dad, and I just had to come and say how sorry I was. He was a lovely man.
Jacob?
Sorry, you best come through.
Thank you. Doctor?
Oh, you've remembered I'm here. Yes, Evelyn?
Best behaviour, please.
Yes, Evelyn.
Oh, it's full. And there's just one parking space left and it's outside some... Oh, my eyes! Who are you?
I'm the doctor. And this is my friend...
This is my old history tutor, Mum, Dr. Evelyn Smythe.
The one who disappeared? I have to say, I thought you'd be younger. I thought you'd run off with one of the students.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Mrs. Williams.
Well, these things happen. But you have to cope for the kids.
So, anyway, how do you know Dr. Smythe?
Oh, we're friends. We're travelling together.
And what brought you to our little village? Do you know they film Heartbeat just down
the
road?
No, really? That... We just stopped off at the delightful tea rooms down on Smithers Street. I do love a good scone.
I went out to get a paper... And read about your father's death.
And so we came here to offer our condolences.
So you two, you're friends?
Oh, not like that, dear.
Like what?
He's far too old for me.
Oh, old?
They were a strange pair, all right. My old history lecturer and her friend, the doctor. She disappeared, you see, while I was at Sheffield. Just overnight, gone. Actually, you look like you're going yourself. I'd best skip some of the story before you sail off to Dreamland.
Well, she lived just opposite and she was one of those, you know, always twitching her neck.
Your mother?
Sorry, what about her?
Well, she doesn't seem too stricken by grief.
Oh, you noticed.
And, well, neither do you.
Oh, I am. The thing is, well, we knew he was going to die. My mum will be gone soon as well.
Oh. Oh, I am sorry. Is she ill?
Oh, no, she's fine.
What?
The thing is, I've got a son. A baby boy.
Oh! Where is he?
Sleep in the other room. We've a baby monitor thing set up, so he'll be okay. Ah. Mum didn't want him in here. Not today. She's terrified of him. Sandwich.
She's scared of her own grandson?
Well, he's the reason Dad's... Oh! Why do they insist on putting Cress in? Yeah, sorry. He's the reason Dad's dead. It's okay. I don't expect you to understand. It's a family thing.
Let me get this straight, Jacob. You're saying that your father died because you had a son?
Circle of life, isn't it?
Jacob, what exactly do you mean? When do you think your mum's going to die?
Probably this week sometime. Might even be tonight.
And that doesn't bother you? Put that down and look at me. Are you saying you don't care?
Of course I care, but... Well, it's why... Well, it's one of the reasons I want to go back to London tonight. We're not... Well, we don't talk about it. If it happens, it happens.
And you're just going to let it happen?
Well, what else can I do?
Oh, let me help!
Well, look, if you're really that interested, I can show you more in my father's study. He'd been researching the family tree, goes all the way back to the 1600s.
Now, that sounds like a good place to start. Evelyn!
Oh,
sorry, she's a bit deaf.
Yes, Doctor?
Jacob's going to show me his family tree. Do you want to come and have a look?
No, it's fine. I'll stay here with the girls. We just brewed another pot of tea.
Fine. I'll be back soon.
They collect the bottles and the papers, you know. Well, I mean, she puts them out days before.
When you've accepted something, you sometimes just... forget how strange it is. We'd always known that my parents would die as soon as I became a father. It had happened in our family throughout history, and so on the day my son Paul was born, my father, Frank, died. The thing was, this doctor, he had this ability of instantly making you question things.
It's just as I said, we travel together.
She seems older.
Well, it's been a while since you last saw her, probably longer for her. Come on. Loading.
It's just all that drinking tea and yesterday's stuff. She used to be a right old party animal.
No. Did she indeed?
Well, just a bit.
Ah, now, what's the file called?
Here, I'll just... There you go.
The Williams family tree.
Meanwhile, back in the living room, the inevitable was about to happen.
I see cake. Oh, I love cake.
Oh, yeah, me too. Ever since Paul was born. Must be a hormone thing.
Or a chocolate thing.
Yeah, all right. I'm a heifer.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Such wit, Talia. I can see why my son is so enamoured.
Mrs. Williams, look, I'm sorry you don't think I'm good enough for Jacob, but the thing is...
Not good enough, you're damn right there.
You don't even know me.
Cake, anyone?
I don't need to know you. You killed Frank.
Sorry?
Maybe I should just...
Just stay there, Dr. Smythe. It's a joy to have someone intelligent around. Someone who isn't just a dirty little trollop from wherever you're from.
Oi! Who the hell do you think you're talking to? And what do you mean I killed Frank? Patrick, wake up. It's all kicking off.
Really, I think it would be best if everyone just calmed down. Perhaps some more tea?
Come on. What do you mean I killed Frank? Don't be so stupid.
It's that baby, that child of yours. It's the reason Frank's dead.
Goodness. Really, perhaps we could just sit down.
It's evil. That kid's evil.
Look, you're clearly upset. I think I should go.
You think? Is that what you think? You should never have come. that way, not a penis.
Mrs. Williams, quick, get us some tea.
Mary? Oh, Mary, what is it?
Oh, great! And now it's my turn, you little...
Mrs. Williams? I think we should... Talia, go and see to Paul.
Mary? God, she's dead.
Go and see to your son.
Yes.
Julia, where's the phone? We should call an ambulance.
She's dead.
Shh. It's okay. Go to sleep. Your mummy's here. Your dad's here.
Don't all congratulate me at once, but I think I've worked out what's going on.
Doctor, it's Mary.
Oh, no. No, that's not fair.
Mum.
And that was it. Dead. Right on cue.
Right, everyone, get back. Let me look at her.
She's dead. Oh, Dr. Jacob, I am sorry.
Doctor?
No pulse. No heartbeat. Nothing but... No.
Doctor? Are you all right?
She's not dead. She's not. There's something. There's no time there. She's frozen. She's alive.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
She's wrong. Your mother, she's... Her time hasn't come to an end. It's just been... paused.
Doctor? I've never seen you like this.
Sorry, Irene, it's just... Well, imagine how you'd feel if you met a zombie. Someone who was dead and alive. She's like that for me. There's no time.
You're saying she's not dead?
No, Jacob, she isn't.
I'm my dad.
Your dad? Oh, has he been...
Buried. Oh, God, he's been buried.
But he's... You, what's your name?
Julia, Mary's sister, from Barnsley.
Yeah, just your name will be fine. Is that large gentleman your husband?
Yes, why?
Well, wake him up and the pair of you get to the church. Frank Williams is alive and he could be fully aware of everything that's happening to him.
But he's been... He's in the ground. He's in a coffin.
So, don't just stand there. Go and get him out of it. Oh, this is worse than I thought.
Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement.
Doctor, what exactly is going on?
The family tree. Jacob's right. For hundreds of years, every time a boy is born, the grandparents have died. Only, as I've just discovered, they don't die. They're frozen in time. And I suspect fully aware of everything that happens to them.
But there's been so many. Are you saying that...
All of them buried alive, lying in the coffin, awake. Presumably until their mind breaks.
Oh, my God, Dad.
But what could cause it, Doctor? Some kind of virus?
Talia, is everything all right?
Yeah, Paul's asleep.
No, Evelyn, this isn't an illness or an accident. This is premeditated. This is planned. Think about it. It's only when a grandson is born. What does a grandson mean, Jacob?
Well, the family name continues.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You need to press the button, Doctor.
Oh. Talia, is everything all right? Hello?
You need to let go of the button, Doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just... Can you keep the button pressed? It's quiet here.
I haven't got time to be pressing and unpressing buttons.
Doctor?
Oh, just a minute. Now, I see. Well, it's not just the name, though, is it? By waiting till a grandson is born, the family itself continues. Someone or something hates your family so much that they've spent centuries getting close to them, waiting for the wonderful news of a new baby boy. And then... callously sentencing the grandparents to a living hell. There. Ah. Can you hear us, Talia?
Yeah. I'm now thinking maybe I don't want to.
But who? Why would someone hate a family so much?
Revenge?
Love?
What do you mean, Talia?
Well, Mary, Mrs. Williams, I mean, she hates me, but that's because she loves Jacob. She wants to protect her baby boy.
Yeah.
Jacob?
Yeah?
I think Paul wants his daddy.
It's all right, Talia. Whoever's doing this won't get your son. And not for another 50 years or so, anyway.
Oh, well, that's really comforting. Thanks.
Jacob, go to her. We'll stay with your mum.
Okay. I'm coming, Talia.
The poor boy.
Let's take a closer look at his mother. I should be all right. This time, I know what to expect.
I'll make us some tea.
Thank you, Evelyn. No. Oh, even her watch has stopped. Mary, I know you can hear me, and I don't want you to worry. I can help you. I'll put an end to this. Jacob, are you with Talia yet?
Yes, Doctor.
Good. Now, I want everyone to think. Let's say Talia is right. Let's say whoever or whatever is doing this is doing it out of passion.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Evelyn. Firstly, whoever is doing this is consumed by hate. They could just kill their victims rather than this horror. Secondly, they're long-lived. Well, they live longer than your average human anyway, so you're a long-lived creature possessed by a pure hatred of one family, and you want to see them suffer. So, what does that suggest to you? I'd say that you'd want to witness the results of your actions. See them suffer.
I don't understand.
Well, whoever it is has got close to the family. Whoever it is was here when Mary was attacked. Now think. Come on, Doctor, think. How could someone keep getting close to the family generation after generation without anyone noticing?
I don't know.
Well, I do. They need to blend in, become part of the family, enjoy watching them live, and then revel in watching their grief.
Talia? She wasn't part of the family. Perhaps she got together with Jacob so she could...
What, kill her own son? And don't you think Frank Williams might have noticed if she'd been there when his own father died?
Well, what then?
A shapeshifter. The creature has to be a shapeshifter. How else could they do it?
You mean an alien? A shapeshifter? So it could be anyone.
Oh, he's quick, isn't he?
Doctor, you're getting irritable.
Well, of course I am. This is horrible. And whoever did it is here, among us.
Even if that is the case, there's no need to take it out on the boy. Here, drink some tea.
And of course, if they're here, it suggests how they commit the crime. Or a touch, a sting, or...
Your tea, Doctor.
A poison. I'm right, aren't I?
Doctor?
Stay there, Jacob. You too, Talia. I'll deal with this.
Doctor, perhaps you should sit down. Have a piece of cake.
Where is she?
What do you mean?
Where is Evelyn Smythe? What have you done with her?
Oh, Doctor. Evelyn's sleeping. You think you're so clever. She really doesn't like that aspect of you.
Even Jacob spotted it. All the talk of tea and cake, talking to the girls. No interest in the family tree. The real Evelyn would have worked most of this out herself. She wouldn't have stood there asking, "What is it, Doctor?" She wouldn't have stood there flustering as Mary Williams lay dying at her feet. She's made of far stronger stuff.
Oh, isn't she lovely? I just nipped out to get a paper.
And that's when you replaced her?
That's when I gave her my magic potion and sent her off to Dreamland.
Then you came back to the tea room, told me about Frank's funeral, and insisted we came.
I had to pay my respects.
Where is Evelyn?
Sleeping. In a field.
Jacob, can you hear me?
Yes.
Call the police. Tell them to search the fields nearest to Smithers Street. When they find Evelyn's body, tell them to bring it here.
But what if they don't believe me?
Make them believe you.
Such a strange man. Such a good man. Burning with intelligence. Travelling in this time machine. You see, I know what Evelyn knows. How she sees you. I'd love to taste your mind.
And I'd love to know who you are.
I've sent Mary and Frank to sleep. I'll disappear and then return for Jacob when his own son breeds. So yes, let me tell you a story. I was lost in the darkness for so many centuries. Then, years ago, I fell to this world. It was so primitive, so emotional. And I was drawn in, like a moth to a flame. I was drawn in. And I met a man.
Tobias Williams, back in, oh, what, 1695, 1696?
How clever of you. So clever. You're right. I took human form. And I fell in love. It was so alien to me, these feelings, this responsibility. You've never had that, have you?
Hmm?
The responsibility of love. I loved Tobias, and we were to be wed. But then I made the mistake of telling him what I was, what he was really in love with. And he spurned me, Doctor. He spurned me. Do you know what he called me? Do you?
A witch.
You know your history. I was burning at the stake, feeling the fire burn my skin. But the burning inside, that was worse. The hatred that burnt inside me. How could he do this to the one he loves?
He didn't understand.
He knew what he was doing. I escaped the fire. My true form cannot be destroyed by such a simple element. I escaped, and I swore to myself that he would never be happy. And I watched as he met someone else, as he fell in love with someone else. So easily. It was so easy for him. So, a year later, I took on the form of a humble maid. And one night, I listened at a door as his new wife read to their son, read him a bedtime story. Do you know what the story was?
This was in 1698.
Sleeping Beauty? Sorry, I studied it in college.
Clever girl. And I knew then, as I listened at that door, I knew what my revenge would be.
100 years of sleep.
For Tobias. For all of them. For all his sons and his grandsons and all those descendants who should have belonged to me.
You poor creature.
Oh, such a good man.
You didn't just sentence the Williams family. You sentenced yourself. You say you fell in love. Huh? Can you even comprehend the evil that you committed?
Oh, calm down, Doctor. Drink some tea.
How many have you sentenced to your sleep?
Hundreds. Oh. And the thing about revenge is, it's not much fun if you can't tell people about it. I've sat there in pubs and hotels and tea rooms. I've told my story to so many. But I can't have them telling anyone else now, can I? Just a couple of drops of my magic, and off they go. Sleeping like a baby. Sleeping for 100 years. Sleeping, but aware. Listening, watching, as their families mourn over them. Trying to scream out. But they're silent.
You become the personification of hatred.
And now it's your turn to sleep. You've had your story. Time for beddy-byes, Doctor.
Just a minute, Missus.
What do you want, child?
Thing is, you got it wrong. You've messed up big time.
Talia, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Jacob, but it's time for the truth. Your mum was right about me.
What are you talking about?
I am a dirty little trollop.
What?
And, I'm sorry, Jacob, I'm so sorry. But I cheated on you. It's okay, Paul.
What? What are you... Talia, no.
Paul isn't yours. You remember that guy at college, the one you didn't like?
Paul's not mine.
Please, forgive me.
You tell me now. My mum and my dad are gone. And now you tell me that he's not mine. No!
What are you doing, boy? Get away from me!
Give me that. Is this what you wanted? Your revenge? Well, perhaps a nice cup of tea will help me.
Jacob!
I can't deal with this. I can't cope with it. I loved...
Jacob.
The last of the family.
What?
Your story has ended.
No. No, it can't.
It has. You made a mistake. The whole family are now at peace. Sleeping. Just as you wanted.
No!
Yes. So, what have you got to live for now, hmm? You're consumed by hate. You became hate. Whatever you were before, that's been lost. Your entire existence became about revenge. And now, that's over.
No!
Just do us all a favour and go!
No!
The end of the story.
Doctor?
Yes?
Please tell me you knew what we were doing.
Well, I'm hoping you knew what I was doing.
Getting her to tell us what she was all about so we could stop her.
You were very good, you know. You almost had me convinced.
Oi! I'd never cheat on Jacob.
I know, I know.
So you can save them, yeah?
I can't bring them back. I don't know what the creature used. But I can take them away.
In your time machine?
That's right. Show them the universe for 100 years. Give them sweet dreams.
Then bring them back.
It'll be like they've never been away.
And then it'll all be over.
He took me, my mum, my dad, Evelyn. He took our sleeping bodies into his magic box and he showed us everything. He gave us the sweetest dreams. You should have seen it. So much out there in the stars. And then, after 100 years, we woke up. We woke up and he brought us back to that very same day. That same moment. And off they went, the Doctor and Evelyn, back to their adventures. And we stayed behind and all lived happily ever after. Didn't we? Jacob. Did you really think the Doctor could fool me? After all I knew about him, from Evelyn. Your fiancé's lies about your son being illegitimate couldn't harm me any more than the flames at the stake. You all thought you were so clever just because the doctor was there. You thought I'd died, but I didn't die. I just reverted to my natural form, and after a while I went off back to the tea rooms, found myself a little waiter called Elliot, sent him off to Dreamland and took his form. Then I waited until your son Paul had his own son. Then I came back, didn't I, Jacob? Did you enjoy that cup of cocoa, my little sleeping beauty? And when you fell asleep, I took your form. No one to help you now. The doctor's not here. So there's no happy ending.